You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Now, Cam, you want to talk about being late to the party.
I do. In terms of loving something. So if anyone was listening back on Anzac Day, Rach and I joined Elliot and we took over the Anzac Day breakfast show. And I spoke about the fact that I had my first ever Cadbury creme egg.
Right, okay.
Why did you say it like a wanker, though? I just always say it that way. I can't not say it that way. I'm really sorry, everyone.
It's very on-brand,
I'm going to keep saying it. Being a wanker?
Saying things in a weird way.
I do.
Like a wanker.
I do love it. I do love an accent that belongs nowhere.
Okay, so anyway.
So I spoke earlier about the Easter egg hunt that Rowan sent me on.
Yeah.
And so without ever, like, kind of checking with me or anything, he got Cadbury creme eggs.
Sure.
For the hunt. And I, when I saw them, was like, oh no, I don't really like these. And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. I thought you would like these. They seem like you would like them. Now, for those that don't know, these only really ever come out at Easter and then they disappear and then they'll come back next Easter. It's the only time you see them. So I have never had one before.
Right. You just had the idea in your head that you didn't like them.
I had the idea in my head that I didn't like them. Yeah. And guys, they're real good. I really like them.
You're on board now.
Yeah, because I thought that, like, the inside was super runny, like an egg, but it's actually, like, more like a sherbet,
it's
like, sorbet
yeah.
kind of thing.
Okay, sorbet. Interesting.
In terms of consistency.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, big thing for me is consistency in food. Like, I don't like foods that are, like, really runny or too soft or anything like that.
Right. Do you like regular eggs?
No.
Okay.
And that was the other thing. Like, I only like my eggs scrambled.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So the idea of, like, a chocolate egg replicating that
was not been awful to me.
Okay.
But I had it. And so then I went and I saw that there was discount chocolate in my local supermarket and they had them really cheap. So I bought, like, 5 bags of them.
Yeah, okay.
And so now in my fridge, I've got them there, but I keep forgetting about them. And then I go to the fridge and go, oh, I forgot about you.
Yes.
And now I'm like, I went 32 years without realizing these are delicious.
Yeah. So you're, like, late to that party and now you love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of other things where I think I've gotten late to the party as well. Things like the TV show Schitt's Creek I got into when it was in its 4th season. Everyone kept being like, watch it. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe.
I think with TV it happens a lot, though, as well. Like, people sort of go, especially when a show is really overhyped.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain shows that are so overhyped and they get to, like, season 4 or 5 and you're just like, I've missed the boat on starting this show.
Yes.
And the idea of going back to watch, like, 4 seasons is quite daunting. So it's easier to say, I don't think I'll like it and just kind of move on because it saves that.
So many shows like that.
Me too.
Breaking Bad, I will never watch it. Stop recommending it to many people.
Oh, Breaking Bad's the best show. I don't care.
I never watch it. I don't care about the topic. Nothing.
Nothing about it interests me at all.
Not a single piece of
it is
interesting.
No. but I will say, I mean, we're sort of in this world right now where Game of Thrones is in its final season.
Yes.
You know, it's got 4 episodes left of the show. And so it's definitely It's definitely that time of year where people are like, oh, you should definitely, like, go back and rewatch or watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's a long show.
It's a lot.
A lot of episodes in the past. Like, you're going to have to dedicate days to catch up on this thing.
And it's a lot of, like, it's not the kind of show you can just throw on in the background and walk away from, have in the background and, like, pick up bits and pieces. You've got to be paying attention to it.
Yeah, so I completely understand people that don't have the time for that and why people are so late to the party on stuff like that and they find they love it later because it's a big task.
Do you find you have those friends, though, that, like, they'll say, you'll have someone say, oh, I don't really want to watch that. And everyone's like, no, you must. No. And they give them a hard time about not watching it. Whereas I'm just there going, nah, fair. Don't watch it then.
Yeah. Trying to convince someone to watch something they're not really interested in is really strange to me.
It's just is so unnecessary. I'll make a recommendation. Someone's like, I'm looking for a show to watch.
I'll go,
oh, you should check this out. I love it. And if they go, cool, I will. Great. And if they say no, I'm like, awesome. I'm going to stop, like, harassing
people don't
you.
Have to like the things you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But then sometimes you do watch something and you go, damn, I wish I'd watched this earlier.
Yeah. But it's funny how you felt now you've discovered these cream eggs.
Yeah.
You're missing out your whole life. I'm trying to think about foods and stuff that I... Because food is a big one where you sort of... You write something off when you're young.
Yes.
And you sort of don't revisit it until someone sort of gives it to you or always makes you have it in some way, whether it's as a gift or something. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I was so wrong.
Zucchini.
Well, you never liked zucchini.
I nearly liked zucchini and now I eat a lot of it.
Okay.
And for ages, I was like, no, thanks.
Is there something that you were late to the party on that you now love? Could be a TV show, could be a food of some kind. Let us know.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
The biggest breakfast.
The largest breakfast you ever did
see. The most enormous breakfast in town.
It is quite a huge breakfast, actually, yes.
It's a lot to take
in. I don't know what we're talking about. So we're talking about when we discover something late.
Yeah, when you have put something off for ages because you think that you won't like it, and then you discover...
Twist.
It's the gag of the season. You love it.
The gag of the season.
Although to this point, it's less of a gag because you enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
Although maybe it is a gag because you enjoyed it so much.
No, but hey. Well, actually, I think there's things like that that you probably, it's the whole thing you don't know until you try, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that food's a big part where that happens.
Yeah.
I think that, like, sexual things is another time when that happens.
Oh, for sure.
You're like, I think I'd be into that. And then in the moment, all of a sudden, you're like, I think I'm into that.
Mm.
I'm sure that happens to everyone.
I'm neither going to confirm or deny, but I'm nodding because it's definitely happened to me.
It's a knowing nod, yeah, that's for sure.
It's certainly happened. I won't say what, but yeah, there was something that happened like only a couple of years ago where I was like, whoa. Hey.
You don't tell me that off air because I'm curious as now. But I think it happens all the time. I think, you know, you put off something because you just get in your head that you might not be into it.
Yeah.
And it happens. And it changes.
All the time. As I said, it happened with me with the Cadbury creme eggs.
Yep.
I love that you, like, shudder when I say it with that voice. Because you look, they're not, it's spelled C-R-E-M-E, not C-R-E-A-M.
It's creme.
So it should be said with an accent. Creme.
Well, I think it needs the accent.
Creme. Creme.
They should put you on their ad campaign. They would sell none.
Just me on the TV. Just leaning into the...
Creme.
Creme. It's an ASMR advertising. Cadbury creme.
I tell you something that I was late to the party to.
What?
And now I really love The Bachelor. I know. It's so bad. It's literally the worst show on television, which makes it the best show on television. Like, I never watched any of the American seasons, any of the Australian seasons ever before. It was Sophie Monk's season that got me into it.
Which was just last year, right?
A year and a half ago. So
God,
not
feels
that long
like
ago.
So much longer ago.
There's been a Bachelor and a Bachelorette since then, plus two seasons of Bachelor in Paradise.
I'll take your word for it.
I was always like, no, it's trash. I would never watch that. Like, I'm above that. You know, I'd never do it. It's like Married at First Sight. I would never watch that. I don't watch that, by the way.
Okay, yep.
I definitely don't like
that. Did you see my eyes slightly widen?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
no, I don't watch that. Bachelor is like the lowest level I go.
Okay.
I feel like Maths is like one step below that.
All right. Not that there's anything wrong with you if you watch it.
Except there probably is. So, I mean, we all love watching a dumpster fire, though, don't we? That's kind of what Bachelor and Maths is all about. It's about watching
the
dumpster fires. No.
Oh, I was going to say, it's just that channel's a dumpster fire.
No, they're not. But yeah, I discovered it late, and now every week, I'm like, the night that it's on, I'm like, it is batchy night. I am so keen. I watch all the recaps and stuff online and read about it. I'm just hooked, and I don't know how this, like, happened.
Are you going back and watching old episodes?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'd have been my whole life at that point. There's so many seasons.
But, like, say they're like, oh, there's not going to be a season for, like, we're taking a year off. You have the option to go back and watch, or are you just not interested?
I'd be fine.
Okay.
Because I'd probably know who won.
I
hate that.
I will go, like, we watch the first episode sometimes at a friend's place. Just for the ridiculousness of it.
First episode's great because I always enter and they're always like really weird and try and stand out from the crowd and do stupid stuff.
Yeah, see, I have this weird like social anxiety where I'm never anxious about stupid things that I do, but I get anxious watching someone do something stupid.
Oh, you'd hate The Bachelor.
So I run out of the room a lot. I just do this, oh no, and I grab my face and I jump up and I flee the room for a second. Like, so much.
Well,
like,
The Bachelor constantly has those moments.
On Drag Race, when a queen is bombing during like a comedy challenge or a roast challenge, you can't. I leave a Cameron-shaped cloud.
Well, you would have hated Snatch Game last week, though.
Oh, I hate all Snatch Game.
So the worst bad. So that's something that I love now that I never loved before. So that's my take on it.
See, it happens to everyone.
Yes.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.